Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In a long and emotional meeting, the Board of Trustees voted to close four libraries: Lower Mills in Dorchester, Orient Heights in East Boston, Washington Village in South Boston, and Faneuil in Brighton. They won't close until September, which supporters say will give them time to fight the decision.
The strength and the ferocity of the people who came to the meetings would attest. It is not over.
It makes me feel like the governor needs to hear the people and put money back into the budget immediately.
I do not see this as fait accompli.
That's John McGrath, Paul Fecklam, and newly elected Boston City Councilor Felix Arroyo. He's one of nine council members who signed a letter opposing cuts. It looks like the council is pitted against Boston Mayor Tom Menino. Following the trustees' vote, he issued a statement saying he supports closing libraries because it's a challenging budget year that requires, quote, tough choices. The city level-funded the BPL. It was a state cut of 73% that created the budget crisis. City and state elected officials have largely been absent from the debate, and that angers trustee and WBUR general manager Paula Camera.
Every member of that Boston City Council, every member of the Boston delegation should be sitting out here, and we should be hearing from them as well. And I'm deeply, profoundly disappointed in their absence.
LaCamera was the only trustee to abstain from the vote, in part to show his disappointment with elected officials, but also because he wanted to spare the Orient Heights branch in East Boston from closing for another year. His proposed amendment didn't pass. The only state legislator present was Representative Linda Dorsina-Fore, who says she's fighting for more state support but needs more time.
It cannot happen this year. And that is what we are asking you. And we are asking you to be fair to the people that live here in the city and to the people that pay taxes, because the process has not been open. It has not been inclusive.
The board held five community meetings about the closures in the past few weeks. But the process went too fast for many people, including Clara Hughes, whose Lower Mills branch will be closed.
It doesn't seem very transparent. It's almost like it's been pre-decided, and by the time it's gotten into the communities, the input is really minimal. The decisions have been made already.
Board Chairman Jeffrey Rudman defended the process.
All right, if I may, folks, we tried to give the public a chance to speak. I understand that some of you don't agree with us and are angry. We're not thrilled to be in the position of voting to close a branch.
Let us have our discussion, please.
Okay. Trustee Evelyn Arana Ortiz choked up when trying to explain to library supporters her vote to close four branches over cutting hours at 18 libraries.
This is the most painful decision that I have ever made. No, I can't. If you look at the numbers, the people that get displaced by the reduced hours, it's a lot larger than closing four branches. I'm sorry. It is.
Library supporters are sorry, too, and they won't give up the fight. They plan to raise money and political awareness in the hopes of restoring funding and saving jobs and the four branches from closing. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.